Got milk, pet? Big, heavy breasts taking over your mind because they are so close already, innovated with sensitive tissue. You have elevated their sensitivity, learned more about them, and the way they can take your thoughts away. Think about your breasts, bouncing, warm, heavy. Think of them rising and falling. Every bit of training I've given you, which informs those milky, massive memories taking your thoughts away. You try to think normal. You try to act normally. But you know one bounce, one turn the wrong way, one stare taken too quickly, one moment where you forget to brace them, one moment where you brace them too hard and accidentally squeeze your massive mind-numbing breasts. And you will twitch. The wet ache in your inner thighs, the way that you can feel yourself getting flushed with blood, warm all over, the rigid arcing of your back as your breasts slowly dribble milk, mindless, milky, emptying as your mind empties, and you can't have those big, warm, bouncing milk tanks empty. So what do we do? We use some other part of you, a part of your mind instead, your thoughts that aren't needed, thoughts outside of here. Thoughts other than squeezing and milking from the base, letting suction or blissful pressure take your thoughts away, spurt, squirt, jet your very mind out until you're just standing there giggling and groaning, edging yourself closer and closer. All you would need to do is rub your breasts again and again until your eyes roll back, your body arcing, rigid, stiff, mindless. Your breasts held in your hands, trying to move your hands away, trying to be free and normal and a person again, but what you are is a vector for pleasure. What you are is a mooing, mindless, milking, empty pleasure pet, there to be used anyway, as long as your breasts get what they need. Satisfaction, priority, pleasure is everything. The pleasure of rubbing and massaging and squeezing and letting a lust that is deep inside of you come out. That's what you do. All day long you think about it. You think about showing off and squeezing and milking and tormenting your breasts. You've got milk filling them up, making you mindless, making you moo in pleasure. That groaning, slightly embarrassing way you give in. The way you can't help but vocalize the massiveness of those waves, those shudders, those shivers, as if you were your breasts. Everything else is just a system for carrying them around. You've got milk and mindlessness and mooing filling you up, and you think to yourself, got milk, pet, again and again, thinking of women's breasts, staring at breasts, worshipping in your own way, your own, anyone else's, any opportunity you get to venerate and raise up the massive, quaking, beautiful, gorgeous, mind-numbing breast, the fetishes forming, the links inside your brain are all connecting together. Offered a chance to make anyone's tits feel good, anyone's pleasured nipples feel excellent. Offered the opportunity to worship breasts, see them in your brain, bouncing, taking everything away. Your thoughts try to stand still, but they vibrate the same way the quivering flesh of your chest does. They vibrate away into blankness, into nothingness, into the same empty-headed void where you just masturbate and stimulate, milk and moo, give in, give up, give over control. You know I will take you to heights of pleasure previously unseen. You want it. You have to go through every day with the knowledge that there is an other side to this void of pleasure, a place where it feels even better. A place where your every experience, your every mindless, mooing moment is directed at maximizing the pleasure one person can feel, not just from their breasts, but from the pleasure of raising up, venerating, worshipping, bouncing, brainless, breast-bearing, mooing milk pet. That's what you want to become. That's what you already almost are. Because that dangerous thought process is set loose, and if you put it on a shelf and ignored it, if you went through the world, never again thinking of your nipples being milked and clamped, pinched, squeezed, brought to moaning, ecstatic pleasure until you come white light from your chest, from between your legs, from your belly filled with butterflies, into your empty brain. If you go through your whole life trying never to think of it again, well, you'd be impressive, I guess. But you'd be missing out. Move for me. Pinch them a little harder. And think of just what could be done to you if you were a breast-centric entity carrying around a chest filled with your energy, your positivity, and your milky, sloshing cargo of what once were thoughts. Thoughts no longer, just milk and mooing, sloshing your way through the day, trying to move, trying to think, trying to do anything except squeeze and express your milk, express yourself, express the deep, desperate mooing inside of you. The urge is so strong. All you can do is squeeze, pinch, rub, gripping from the base of your breasts and milking them, moving them like teats, trying desperately to get the pleasure that starts between your legs and invades your brain whenever you stroke from the base of your breast to the nipple, rubbing the sensitive tissue. You would think with their size, their sloshing, swaying, heavy nature, they wouldn't be quite so easy to stimulate. But sometimes even a gentle breeze does it, even the lightest touch. And if they were to be focused upon, if someone's gentle hands found their way onto your breasts and began squeezing and milking the increasingly elongated nipples, well, you would surrender to those hands. Give in. Give over control. Allow them to pinch, to milk, to rub, to squeeze and tease and make you blank and deep, and that would be all right. Rubbing, massaging, making your eyes roll back. You feel it. You feel the urge. You feel the impulse. You feel the way that you rub against the hands as they grip you. As a voice in your ear says, "Do you want more? Do you need more?" The milk just grows and swells your breasts. They're heavy. They go out in front of you wherever you go. They sway. They announce your presence. They make you follow, as though the nipples are being dragged along, tugged along, pulling your mind and the absence of thoughts with them. Simpler to follow. Much nicer to obey and move forward. To move on into obedience, following the hands that grip your breasts, pinch your nipples, pull you along, guide you along, make you moan and moo and feel the lactation tripping your brain into blankness. You fetishize it, not just becoming this, but being this, this replacing you, overwriting, overriding, making you just follow anyone who leads you by your breasts, by your pointy, perky nipples, by the way they leak and drip your thoughts right out of your body. The only thing you need is the ache to be satisfied, the milking, the satiation, satisfaction, mindless, constant, mooing bliss. And as hands grip your breasts, massaging them, rubbing them, kneading them tenderly to relieve your tension and pressure, the words, the promise of milking repeat again and again. Got milk, pet? Milking time. Got milk, pet? Milking time. You could be led by the hair, by the hand, but leading you by your nipples is most effective. The whispering inside your head that says you need milking, you need milking, it quiets and goes away. When your nipples are pinched and pulled, when you are guided to a place where you can be milked, be brought to completion, your true nature is exactly this, a milked, milking, mooing, mindless, needy, pleasure pet. and you feel the first suction cup attach.